Hello.
Hi, is this Ms. Prosser?
Yes.
Hi, my name is Allison. I'm contacting you from the Home Care Agency, Family First Care, in regards
Yes.
to assisting you reapply for the waiver. How are you?
I'm good.
I just wanted to touch base with you so you were still interested in renewing, correct?
Yes, I am, but nobody ever called me that.
I'm calling you now.
Oh,
So,
okay. All
do you
right.
know, did you call into the broker already? I don't know if you remember anything about your first application. I know you already had services before.
I had services before, right?
Yes.
But now, I've been, they terminated my services in March of 23.
Okay.
And ever since, I think it was March or April, but whatever day
Yep.
it was, I went back and I reapplied for it
Okay.
twice. And they turned it down twice. And I appealed it again, but they turned it down again. And now they're saying that. Well, Human Services is saying that I can't get the Medicaid to pay for it because of my income.
Oh, okay. So there was was there a change in your income?
My income was too much.
Okay.
They said that I made too much money to get the Medicaid. But I don't understand why, because I truly need it and I can't come out of
Yeah.
pocket and pay for it.
Okay, now, when you applied, was there a change in your income at all?
When I reapplied, there was a change in my income.
Okay, it
Okay.
increased.
Yes, it was an increase, but it wasn't from Social Security. It was from my husband's union.
Got it.
It was from his union fund, his pension fund. That's what
Now,
that was from.
you don't have to tell me, but just so you know, they're correct. There is an income and asset limit. However, if the income limit for Social Security and your husband's pension is still under $2,900 a month, then you would remain eligible.
But see, that's the thing. When, okay, what they do is they add my gross pay from
Yep.
Social Security along with the pension, which takes it up to 2,963
Oh,
per
that's
month.
nothing.
Well, that's what they told me. They told me I get too
Okay.
much.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm gonna see if.
Because, and the other thing
Yeah.
is that they don't do it from the net pay because Social Security takes $185 from my check, and
Yep.
that's for my Medicare A and B. So I think that it still should put me in the bracket so where I could still get it.
That's what I was just gonna say. You know what? A lot of people don't even like know about the benefits and how this stuff goes. You are very
Right.
bright with how this
Right.
goes. And I'm very appreciative for that. So
Yes.
you're actually correct. Yes, that's what I was actually gonna say is if you're doing a spend down for the Medicare, like if you're doing a premium,
Right.
and you're paying that, it should still count you under because you're only $63 over the limit. It's
Okay. Right.
$2,900.
Right. Well, that's what I
Okay.
clear. Well, that's what I clear. But what they do is they add the total amount of what Social Security is supposed to send me, which is $2,449. And they add all of that up with the $699 that I get. But I don't see how they can do that because my gross pay, once Social Security takes the 185, my gross
Yeah.
pay is only $2,264.
Okay. I'm
So
going to
that's
take a
what.
look into this for
Okay.
sure. And
Okay.
'cause I think that there is if we're able to work with this, if they're not going to give us a hard time, I'm going to reach out and see if they're able to work with you on either the payments. I want to see how, and I'm going to discuss with a director at Long Term Support Services, the County Assistance Office. I'm going to see
Right.
if they can look at your case and see if there's any way that I can advise you on how
Okay.
to either pay it down or if they're able, you said that they're, because they're counting the gross pay, right? And the
Right.
net.
Right. Well, what they're doing is they counting the gross pay from Social Security, right?
And the pension.
And the gross pay. The gross pay altogether is $2,449.
Okay.
That's before they take the 185. But once they take the 185, it comes out to be $2,264.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
And when you add that to the 699, it comes out to be $2,963.
So you get 700 from the pension?
Almost, yeah. Well, it's 777. Okay. It's 777 is what they add up, because that's
got
what it's
you.
Supposed to be. And that's supposed to be the gross, right?
Okay.
But once they take taxes out and whatever else they're going to take out, it rounds out to be 699. But that's not how that's not how the state is adding it. They adding everything together.
Got you.
777 and the 2449.
Okay. I'm going to see, and I appreciate you being so open with all the numbers and everything, because that helps me better fight your case, because I can then contact and say, if they know that I know exactly what I'm talking about, they're going to assist us. So, again, my name is Allison. I'm going to reach out to the county assistance office for you just to get an update on the case where they last had it. And see if we can work around that for you. Absolutely, I can try.
Okay, call me back, Allison, please, and let me know what's going on.
I absolutely will. I absolutely will. I'm going to send them an email and give them a call. It should take them 24 to 48 hours to get back to me. That's like their time frame. If you don't hear from me tomorrow, Monday latest, okay?
All right, thank you so much, Allison.
You're very welcome. If I don't hear from you, have a good weekend.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Of course.
Bye.